Secondly, I would say that I would call attention to you today, what you have been saying about the level of our knowledge, the nature of our knowledge about the I mean, 2 years ago you were saying these things, and you were right, and the Congress is now responding. And, you know, one way or another, you'll get that back. Remember, the 1970s, there will be no increase in elementary or secondary school population, whatever.
That's a very important point.
So for the first time, you've got a breather. You're not going to just, well, schools are just going to have to scramble to stay alive, not build more classrooms, get more teachers, because the kids thought the wave was coming in. Doesn't mean you don't need any more teachers, people are going to need more classrooms. Now, you've got a plan, and as the economy grows, if you will, you can experiment.
If we go with this other idea that we've been working on, I told Pat a little about we're going to pull him down here for a day next week and lay it out for him and get his reaction.
Probably the best idea that has come along.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's going to change the whole thing. I mean, everybody, it'll be like, it'll make us, it won't happen next year, you understand, because, but it's like revenue share. We did get it this year.
You know, you cut that and you didn't back away.
You're going to get a strong, I think that without, I don't want to talk about just at the moment. We aren't going to get it this year. I don't know what's going to happen next year.
If we can get the hay in the barn early enough, we've got a chance next year.
Well,
it goes too late.
The thing there is that it's just frankly the Senate screw up. I mean, the Senate is the most irresponsible intervention you ever saw. I mean, what they did to that tax bill. And then what Wilbur did, they cleaned it up. Wilbur and Johnny Vermeer, they were very creative. I'm not speaking about the check on that after politics.
That
was awful.
It's very interesting, though, that Pat's taking this line, because it's precisely what Bickel has written you, that you declare an end to the dual school system.
Yeah.
That you say, we're entering a new era in American education.
Yeah. Well, how would he do that in a speech?
Well, he says, no, he would have a whole legislative package. He called it the National Primary and Secondary Educational Opportunities Act of 1972, disenthralled from the preoccupations of the past. So that busing, desegregation, all of those preoccupations are laid behind, and you have something new to lay before people.
Yeah.
Can I point out, but I don't know if it matters, but I think it would matter.